We are learning Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Tzadikim Beis, and we are starting approximately 10 lines from the top, more to the beginning of a line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gezeilo Chezeres Be'eineha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ro'in Oysa Ki'ilu Hishuma Etzloi Be'kesef. We had a three-way machloikis, and so far we explained the first man the other. Someone steals a para that's Me'uberes, and then has a baby under the watch of the ganev, or even more, if he stole a empty para, and then it came pregnant and had a baby. According to our mayor, you pay for all the shvachet. You pay for everything. You pay for you give back the para, together with any profits that you got while you stole it, you give it back. Rabbi Huda says, you pay kashas hagzela. Whatever was hagzela. If it was muberes, you give back the cow, and you pay for the value of a muberes. And said Rav Shimon said very similar. Rav Shimon number right is kilu shuma. It's like a kesef, like it's evaluated by kesef. So my benaya, what's the nafkamina? Some of gears by kamifki. What's the machlokes? Omer Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid learns machlokes is b'shvach shal gabe gzeilo kamifki. The machlokes is that the shvach is still attached to the behema. Rav Yudu saw the nigzlava. Rav Shimon saw the gazanava, which means like this. Of course, you pay. According to Rav Zvid, according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, you pay kashas gzeila only. And anything that was l'shinui afterwards, you kind of yourself. But there's exception to the rule. That if the improvements are still attached to the behema, you give back the behema the way it is, because that's not chal that you're kind of that yet. For example, even if you stole an empty animal and it became pregnant, and now it didn't have a baby yet. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you give back an entire behema with the pregnancy, even though you only pay usually kashas gzeila. But here, it's not called a shinu yet, because the behema is still pregnant, it didn't have a baby yet. So, whatever the behema approved, anything that's on the behema still has a lot of hair now, it's ready to be cut, but he didn't cut it yet. That all goes back to the owner. That's what Yehuda holds. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I evaluate how much it was kashas gzeila, and anything more goes to me. That belongs to me. That's the shiloh over here, Mechleikas Kohen Dara Zvid, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the status of the thing that's attached to the behema? And what's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So it's not klar. We said a svara. We said one svara is because it's not called a shinus. It's still part of the animal. But Retz Mehol Shina Koina, but it's not part of the animal. The Rebbein parents really speaks out that he holds that that shinoi is Koina. And he says that over here, a different Kneich, he says, that this type of shinu also is a shinu ha-chayzer, because the behema that's muberes is not a real shinu, because when it has a baby, it'll go back to being a regular behema. It's not a real shinu, definitely not koina, that uber at all. It's not a real change in the behema, because when it has a baby, it'll be back to the same thing with the hair. So therefore, it's not called shinu koina. That's the old shinu koina. Here, it's not called shinu koina. That's one mahalach. Tosfos has another mahalach, has to do with tekanas ha-shavim. We're not going to get into that right now. We're going to still stick with this mahalach. The Razid holds that everyone holds Shina Koina, both are Huda and Rav Shimon, let's say. And the Machloikis is, if you give back the Shvach, Shal Gabi Gzela. So here, in this case, Rav Shimon is more Mekel on the Gazlan. The Gazlan gets everything. Rav Papa Amar, no. The Kuliyama Shvach, Shal Gabi Gzela, the Gazanava. Everyone agrees that any improvements go to the Gazlan. But Rav Shimon is not like that. Rav Shimon is more Machmer. Rav Shimon says that it goes back to the original owner, and in Taisim Avuyer, that any type of shvach goes back to the original owner. The only thing the Gazlan gets, he gets a cut in the shvach. Ba'ocha lemechza l'shlis ravi kamifigi. Rabbi Yehuda saw our shvach shal gabe gzeila kula gaznava. It's a regular shinui. Koina, he gets everything. All shvach. The Gazlan gets everything. Rabbi Shimon saw lemechza l'shlis ravi the shakul Gazlan. He only gets a cut in the profits. Whatever the derech in that town is, do you get a half or a third or a quarter? Depends on whatever the derech is. How much do sharecroppers get? People who help, who do investments in this, they take behemoths and approve them. So how much do you get paid? That's how much he gets paid. He gets paid like a partner, not like one of the owners. He gets like a partner. But the rest goes back to the nigzal. So it comes out here, Rabbi Shimon is more machmir on the gazlin, and he holds really shinu is not koina kimavuy and tois with different masculine money. We'll see. We'll speak it out soon, and that's where our papa learns. So the machlokes of Rav Zvid and our papa, what the machlokes of Rav Shimon is, according to Rav Zvid, they both hold shinu is koina, but when the shvach is on the behema, then you can declare what the status of that is. Rav Papa says no. Everyone agrees that even if it's on the behemoth, makes a difference. If you held Shina Kaina, it belongs to the Gazlan. But here, like this is Mechash Shorviyah, because Rav Shimon holds, they only get a cut, you don't get an entire Shvach. Zotik Maravaita Tanan, learn to the Mishnah. Gozal Paro Venis Abra Etzloy. Someone stole a Paro, and I became pregnant by you, Vyoda, then I had a baby. Rachel Venitana Etzloy, he stole a ewe, and a head, it grew here, it grew wool, Vyoda, and you cut it. Mishalim Kashas Exeli. Pay Kashas Exeli. Now it's mashma, dafka yolda in. Lo yolda, if it still has the hair on it, hodra ba'ina. It goes back ba'en, because it said dafka is a yolda. And hodra, if not, the hodra ba'ina. Now who's this like? It's not like Rameyer, because Rameyer holds that even when it has the baby, everything goes back to the original owner. Because he holds as a knas, right? This mission is not Rameyer. Rameyer holds everything goes back. Here it says, pay kashas gzela. And so, who's it like? It's the Teretz is, it must be like Yehuda Rav Shimon. But what does it say? It's mashma, yolda in, lo yolda loy. Dafka yolda. It wouldn't be yolda. It would still be on. It would still be muberes. It would still be with wool. It would go back ban. So, who's that like? Bishomler Zvid, Dama Shvach Shagav Exela, the Nigzal, Haval Rav Yehuda. Bishomler Zvid, it has him on the Yama holds that when it's still on the Behema, belongs to the Nigzal, Hamani Rav Yehudi. El Rav Papa, the Gazlin Avar, Papa holds, belongs to the Gazlin. He holds the Kuli Alma. That's a case where it belongs to the Gazlin. Hava, at least to a certain extent, belongs to the Gazlin. Hamani, Rav Huda, Rav Shimon. It's not Rav Huda, not Rav Shimon. Are you going to ask me that, why can I Zet sign like Rav Shimon? And I'll say like this, Yolda in, then the halacha is that you pay Kashas Akzela. Lo yolda, then you pay kemechzah shervia. Maybe that's what it means. So that's the Torah speaks out that Rav Shimon holds even yolda you only get mechzah shervia. Even if it has a baby where it's regular shina kaina, still you only get mechzah shervia. So that's what it can't be Rav Shimon either. This price, this mishnah, this can't be Rav Shimon either. Rav Shimon holds shina kaina according to Tosfos, as it comes out. So here the Tosfos says that's what can't be Rav Shimon either. That's Tosfos kasha. Like upon him, any case, we're asking if you're a papa, who is this mission like? What's the mission say? Mission is mashma like this. If it's yolda, then the ganav keeps it. If it's lo yolda, the ganav doesn't keep it. It says mashma. So who's that like? If it's our mayor, even yolda, the ganav doesn't keep it. And so it must be, it's Rav Yehuda, old, the difference is yolda and ala yolda. If you're a papa, also the halacha is that there's no difference. But if you're a papa, that even there's no difference in yolda lo yolda or papa holds. It's all the same halacha. Even lo yolda pay kashas zela. So who is this like? If you're a papa, it's a big problem. Amalacha papa, who adin afil lo yolda nami kashas zela b'shalom. Ech nami. Halacha is even if it didn't give birth, you pay kashas zela. We're going to quote Rabbi Yehuda. So why did it say then yolda? Well, they tell yolda. I did not have ratio yolda, not say nami yolda. In the ratio, it says that yolda, even when in a case where you stole it with the ubar and then it gave birth, there the chiddush is that if it's yolda, you don't give it back. So there you have to say a case of yolda in the ratio, because there the case where you stole a mubar, there you have to say a case was the yolda. That's the chiddush. And there was saying the chiddush, you don't give it back. So here also we said yolda, but here the local be is you don't give it back even if lo yolda echanami. Even lo yolda, because going to Rav Yehuda, going to our papa, and just agav the ratio said yolda nosav sefer nami yolda. Tanya of said to our papa, we have a brisa right to our papa's pshat and Rav Shimon. Tanya of said to our papa, Rav Shimon, Aimer royin oisa kilu yishuma etzloi bekesef lemechzel shish raviyah, that you evaluated kemechzel raviyah that the Gazlin's profits that he put in, he gets a certain cut in it, but he doesn't get the whole thing. That's the bottom line over here between Machlekes, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, a lot of different shittas, and that is the Machlekes. Zot Amar Avayit, Omrav Ashi, Ki Avina Be Rav Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, Boi Lo, and he asked us a Shaila, Rav Shimon Doma, Lamechzel Shish Raviyah, who the Shokel Gazlin. When the Gazlin's taking this cut in the profits, how do I pay him? Does he get extra cut of the extra behemoth or the wool? Why I pay him with money. The nigdal comes, picks up his behemoth together with the baby, together with all the hair and all the wool, and he says, okay, shkoyach, yeah. Oh, I owe you money, mechzah shervia. So the guy says, can I have, you know, some wool for that? He says, no, I want to give you money. Could I do that or not? What's the halacha? Do you get it? Is it actual partnership and he could demand some of the wool, or I could get him away with money? He takes some basa. And we post Mahadam Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel from the member of Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel that he says Shloisha Shama Lahem Ashvach. There are three cases where you shats up the shvach umalos adam and you pay it with money. Ve'eluhein bechar lepashut. One example is our bechar lepashut, which case was that a Yerusha fell, only two brothers, and they worked on the nechassim and it got better, and it got better. So now, when they split the nechassim, so let's say it's worth 12 chalakim. So the Bechar gets 8 chalakim, and the Pashut gets 4 chalakim. The thing is that since the death of the father, the value went up, because they worked on it. So does it go proportion or not? So halakha is no. That whatever went up afterwards, they both worked on it, they split that shvach. That they split. There's no din pishnayim on the shvach. They split it. So the halacha is, the Bechar could pay off the Pasha with money. He doesn't give him some of property. He could pay him off with money. So these are the things that Ma'ilam was B'dom. Ma'ilam Bechar L'Pasha. U'Ba'achoyev L'Keach. The same thing is with a Ba'achoyev L'Keach, where Ba'achoyev comes to collect from his guy owes him money, and the guy says, oh, I don't have any money. I sold my property. So you go, the halacha is, you go to Mishmadim, right? But the Mishmadim, the L'Keach, improved it. There also, I don't have to give him a property. I give him money for his improvements. Ba'achoyev L'Keach. Same thing, Ba'achoyev collect from Yisoyimim, where the Yisoyimim, that was the father, owed money. There also, even though they made it better, I could just give you money, give the Yisoyimim money, I don't have to give them property. So therefore, here also, I give the Ganiv money, I don't have to give him any property, or any basar or wool. Omala Ravina Ravashi, Mi Amar Shmuel, Ba'achoyev L'Keach Yov L'Yishvach. The Shmuel said that Ba'achoyev gives L'Keach Shvach. It's not actually a child giving money or property, but you definitely pay off the L'Keach. Is that what Shmuel holds? Shmuel said that when a Ba'achoyev comes to collect a property that has a lien on it, he takes the whole thing with the Shvach. So he has a kasha, Stira and Shmuel. On one hand, Shmuel says that you can pay him off for money, Mashmi, you collect it. On the other hand, he says, Ba'achoyev goyves the Shvach. Ba'achoyev takes everything. The more first tries this terror, it's not going to stick. There's a chilek that if the tvua is grew called tzarka and it's ready to be cut, so then you give it to the lekech or the money. But if it just started growing, there it goes to the ba'achoyev, the guy who's collecting money keeps it. So Frank Demar is not true that terror. So this story is all the time. Shmuel paskind that the ba'achoyev, the malve collects everything, the entire field, including tvua that grew, that's ready to be cut. Omalei loy kasha. It's not shver. It's not shver. A different teretz to the kasha. That when the Shmuel say about choiv collects everything, how the mask make a shir arav shvacha. When the choiv is, let's say, $150 choiv, and the property is worth $100, and the shvach is $50. So when the whole property is worth $150, that's when you collect the $150. How the loy mask make a shir arav. That when it doesn't have a value of kashiara, there you don't collect the whole thing. And like Tosfos speaks out, top Tosfos, Pirush Hod Kama Shmuel Ba'achoyev Goyves Shvach, the Kivan the Masik Bei Shir Ara V'Shvacha. Since you're owed the value of the Ara and the Shvach, Goyves Shvach Mechino Min Alakuchos. You collect the Mechino Alakuchos, and also from Yisayim, that's what Tosfos says. Huh? Yeah, it goes back to the Meicher to collect that. We have it for. You go back to the Meicher, you don't care. Here's a couple from Mishmadim, it could be because it's called Paris and Shach Paris, but it goes back. That is Allah. It's not the lack of before. Allah is always attached by Ghana, but it's a similar Allah. He could go, he has a Chariyas, it could be he has a Chariyas in that, at least on his expenses. It's a definite sugya, how much he gets. So, Akaponim, what do you see? You see over here, we were saying over here, Psharim Shmuel is Avadi collect when the value of the choiv is like the value of the field, you collect everything. Now, the problem is, why can't the lekeach say, leave me some land? That's the Gemara's kasha. Omar le ho nich leman di omar, yisle zuzi lekeach, loy motzi misalek le ba'choiv shapir. There's a shayla, when a lekeach buys something, and the ba'choiv comes to collect, they have a lien, could I say, here's money instead? Or or you have a lien on my property. I say, no, I'll pay the money. Says Machlaikis. So if anyone says that the Isla Zuzul Kech Limotzi Mesalak Lebachoyev Shaper, it makes sense that Bachoyev comes and collects everything including the Shvach. Elamandiyom Isla Zuzul Kech Motzi Mesalak Lebachoyev, but if Bimandiyom says that he can be Mesalak Lebachoyev, so it's going on a case where when the fee is Shmuel, do you have to compensate the buyer when your Choyev is less than the value of the field Shvach? So what do we say the Shmuel said? You have to compensate him. You give him money. The shaila is, why could you give him get away with money? Shouldn't the buyer say like this? You owe me money, right? Take that money for your chayiv, and then leave me some property, because halacha is I'm letting misalak you with money. So only chamandiyami isle zuz lekech lematz misalak lebachayiv shapir. Chamandiyami isle zuz lekech. If the lekech has money, motzi misalak lebachayiv, he could tell lebachayiv, here is money, leave me alone. Leimelei haveli zuzi v'had money. I'm misakin lemekula ara. I would have got you away from the whole land. Hashta, at least. Havli giriv da'ara, leave me a little piece of land. Shir shvachoi, the money you owe me money now for my shvach. Okay, that money I'm paying to you. I'm paying that money to you for a little piece of property because I'm allowed to be misalik you. So if you hold, I'm allowed to be, that a buyer can misalik you, misalik the choy b'choy. Why here could the b'choy say, here's money and get out of here? L'chayra, I can say I want a little piece of property for the money that you owe me. Amalei, here everyone will agree, you can't be misalik the b'choiv bezuzi. Why not? The halacha is that if you make, when you take the loan, you set aside like a mortgage. You said this house is meshubah to the loan. Even if someone buys that house, and he wants to give money, he can't. That house is meshubah to the chayiv, and there's no din I can misalik zuzi. Now is the case of Shmuel, where you had shvach, I pay you off for the shvach, and I can't say, oh, that money for the shvach, let it go towards property, because you can't be misalik the b'chayiv with money in such a case. Here he collects it, and that's why the case is, he collects the entire field or house, whatever the property is, with the shvach, you gotta pay for the shvach, but you give misalik with money, and you get the entire real estate. And you don't have to, and you can't say, "I'm going to give you money." The lekeach can't say, "I'll give you some money and let me have some real estate."